Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack updated President Obama Monday on some issues, one of which is concerns about lack of rail capacity to haul grain in light of record crops expected this fall. Vilsack talked about the current rail situation during a press conference with reporters.
Well, I think that the Burlington Northern is taking steps, and they obviously have to continue aggressively pursuing the plan that they announced some time ago to make a $5 billion investment. It's $5 billion with a B, investment in new locomotives, additional cars, more personnel, and better track improvements. I think they are on track to continue that commitment, and I think they need to do so to be able to handle not just this year but future years. The Canadian Pacific Railroad, I think, still has a lot of work to do, which is why several weeks ago I directed Undersecretary Ed Avalos to direct a letter to the Surface Transportation Board expressing concern about the backlog that exists today and how it might be exacerbated by a record crop. Hopefully the Surface Transportation Board, which is now asking for weekly reports from these railroads, will keep an eye on this and basically make sure that when it's all said and done, these railroads are indeed prepared for what is likely to be a significant harvest.
Vilsack says the rail situation spotlights the need for overall infrastructure improvements in rural America.
That's why several weeks ago we had the Rural Opportunity Investment Conference here in Washington, D.C., why we were excited about the prospects of the $10 billion commitment made by CoBank to rural infrastructure projects. This may not be rail projects, but it does speak to the need for a concerted effort by Congress to adequately and fully fund a transportation bill, for example, and to provide a five-year transportation bill as opposed to the 19 short-term extensions that we've seen recently from Congress. So there are a lot of things that need to be done. We're going to keep an eye on this, and we're going to keep the pressure on the railroads to make sure that they're ready, willing, and able to handle what is likely to be a very, very good crop.
The secretary made his comments during a press conference announcing conservation funding investments. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.